Good evening to everybody. So we will continue a little bit the same topic that we spoke. And what we are dealing now is the concept of Das, the concept of knowledge and the Chetetz Das. And the concept of Chetetz Das, as we saw the last time that we learned, the Nefesh HaChaim, right? The concept of Das is the idea that in the world, we created a world that needs Das. Das is the ability to connect things, right? Say Das in Hebrew means to connect. Ve'odom yada et chava ishto, right? Vayeda Elokim. The concept of Das is the concept of chibur, of connection. And the same way the concept of Das is the concept of separation. The Yerushalmi, you say Havdola in choinan adas, because it means Das, Havdola minayin. The ability to separate, to discern among things. In the world which is confused, we need to connect and separate things because we create a taxonomy, we create a system that with our Das puts things together and separate because the world is so confused, right? Every historical event, you need a narrative. The narrative is putting, connecting the dots. So the need to connect the dots is the concept of Das, right? And we use our intellect to create a narrative, to find a reason to give a story behind it. And that's the concept of Das, and we spoke about how Purim is the world that sometimes you think the Das is actually very misleading because you end up creating a narrative which is not true, right? All the concept of Purim is that idea of sometimes you have to go beyond Das. And that's what we spoke the last year. We're going to continue in the same to connect this to Pesach. And I think it's very important because what we'll try to do is take this idea, connect to Pesach, and to connect to something which is the famous letter of Rabbi Shimon Shemistropola. Not sure if people have learned, and we'll talk about that at the end. Okay, let's start with the Resis Elayel. Resis Elayel is a Tzodek Sefer. This is the tzivui of Etzadah, Shia Chakira, Shua Yidia, Vechakira Bechokhma. This is using wisdom and in the intellect to analyze things. What makes us different and special from animals is our Das, is our understanding, is our ability to connect, is our consciousness. But when you use your Sechel, you use your intellect to create something, to create a narrative, to explain things, there is good and bad. Avraham Avinu bechakirato yisig emunat Elokid v'zachah lama shezachah. Avraham Avinu, through his own understanding, he came out to realize that yesh bal habira. There is somebody who is the master of the world. Ufilosofeya yivanim v'domehem. However, the Greek philosophers, bechakiratam yisig shalom kadmon, they came with their own intellect to an opposite conclusion. Kfirot kanda. So if you use your intellect, it can cut both ways. A person has to know, and that's the key of Das. When Das, you're connecting the dots. Das and dots, right? You're connecting the dots. And you're trying to realize, to create a story. Because a world of confusion, things are not clear how things fit into place. You have always to start from the beginning point. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. You have to connect to the source. Because the problem is that sometimes people connect the dots and they create a narrative, but they stop short of connecting it to the real source. Shehu ascholas ha-Torah derech hedir al derech tzivui. You should know something. The first base of Torah is knowledge. Da et Elokei avicha, Anochi Hashem Elokecha is not a mitzvah of faith, it's a mitzvah of knowledge. Lo derech tzivui l'adam sheyamin. It's not the person should believe. Dezeu be'asagat adam, rak tzivu istami haynu leida ze derech yidia muskeles. The tzivu is to know through knowledge. Har muskalot harishonot b'idia shashem izborach v'alakoychos adam kulam. Is the realization to see and to understand how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of everything that happens in the world. In other words, to see and to create that when you connect the dots, when you look at the source, and when you look at the root cause, the ultimate causality, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what's called the first cause. And it's important to understand how it works that way. V'chol sichlu hu Hashem Yisborach. And if you know that your intellect, it comes from Hashem, it comes from something much higher. Our intellect is always, that's why the Shah starts, as we spoke in the base, because we always have to realize that you're connected to something much higher. Zeo alikicha metzachayim. And you have to realize the Etz Hadas is its existence. It's a derivative, it's a byproduct of Etz Hadas. So you realize that Hadas is a means to Etz Hadas. She's bonus b'sichlu b'tzad ha'sechel noslu b'Hashem Yisborach. That you have to realize that when you, all of our intellect is a byproduct from the sechel of Hashem. Shemimenu chayus. You have to realize that you come from Him, gamken. V'etzlo in chiluk chayus k'yadua v'koyach chayus u'atzma koyach hamadet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not only knowing, He is the knowledge itself. Our knowledge always comes from somewhere. The word chokhma is something called kochma. It's kochma, it's a koch that comes from somewhere. It's always something that you get. It's what's called acquired knowledge. We have to always realize, there was a famous book, you see, in the 16th century, Jews start writing history, historiography. All right? As we know, Yosef Chaim Yerushalmi, degree professor at Columbia University, wrote a famous book on this called Zachor, saying that even though Jews have always the concept of memory, that we always taught and have a mitzvah to remember, we are not big writers of history. Historiography was not a Jewish job or Jewish science. This changed in the 16th century, be as it may. But one of the books that made the most impact was a sefer called Shevet Yehuda. And Shevet Yehuda made such a roshem because when he analyzed history, he always searched for something called the Siba HaTivit. Siba HaTivit is a natural cause. The causality. Things happen, and you always try to give an explanation. You ever see news today, news and newspapers and television, they're always trying to see a causality, to say, okay, this didn't work. Obamacare could not be repealed by Trump because of this mistake, because of that mistake. Why did Trump get elected? Because Hillary Clinton relied too much. We always try to create a narrative. It's called the Siba HaTivit. Siba HaTivit is the natural cause. And that made for the Jews a humongous impact. Because our das, this is the world of das, is that we have to realize that the Siba HaTivit is something natural and something important to search, but we have to realize that something connects to something which is unnatural, supernatural. There is always something beyond. Whatever we say, this is not the end cause. We have to connect to the source. And that connection to the source, to take knowledge and the rational knowledge to something beyond rational, that's the tikkun to Etz Hadas. Etz Hadas needs to connect to something called Etz Chaim. And that's the mistake of the world, that we're always trying to find causes, and it's so interesting that people do something called reverse engineering, that if something happened, you always try to find the reasons why. Those reasons were not so obvious before it happened. See, the market went down, and then everybody tries to explain, it was obvious the market went down because of X, Y, and Z. Yes, they knew that after the markets went down. Before the markets went down, they didn't do it. And this is the huge problem. And I mentioned to you several times the famous book, Dance with Chance, that one of the great mistakes of the world is something called the fallacy of control. The fallacy of control is that to believe that you create with your das, you have crossed every T and dot every I, and you think that you have covered all bases. And you give you a unwarranted sense of confidence. If you believe that das alone can do it, you have violated the Detzer Chet Etz Hadas. Chet Etz Hadas means that the das created the world of knowledge, of understanding, of causality, and this, there is a separation between it and Etz Chaim. And that separation between it and Etz Chaim, this is the break, the famous break of the world that creates the Chet Etz Hadas. That's the separation. That's when the moon becomes separate from the sun. I told you, this is the Shoresh. Both of them have orbits, but the orbits are separate. They are orbiting on their own. The same idea is the Tam Ha'etz Ketam Ha'Pri, meaning the fruit and the tree are not connected because from the tree itself, you don't feel the fruit. The fruit feels independent. So that sense of independence is the problem of Katatzan Das. He says Das is important. Today in this world that we have Das, we need to have Das. But the concept of Das has to be a Das of connection to create and to connect to something higher. Okay? That's what he says. V'ikar b'riyas adam yelishtamesh b'sichloi. We were created here to use our consciousness and our minds to create and to connect the dots. Ketam malchus peh teira shebal peh karinan leh. This is the concept of malchus, is the mouth. The mouth is something that the mouth is that you are speaking out something that's there. We are the spokesman of the world, right? We speak out the world. What does that mean? That we try to reveal a reality which is there. But this is, we are Atem Eidai Vanikela, because the book says, you are my witnesses, I am the God. We are bringing about revealing the essence of the world. We are the peh, we are the mouth of the world. You should know something. What is the chidush that he says of Yetzias Mitzrayim? Is Pesach, the ability for us to speak out the truth of this world. Mi Hashem asher eshma bekoilo. Who is the God that runs this world? Lo yadati et Hashem. I don't know who he is. We are the ones who reveal who he is. As you'll see, that the chidush of Yetzias Mitzrayim is the ability to realize that the world has a source which is spiritual, above the rational. That ability to speak that out, to reveal, that's what Pesach is all about. And the world here is a world that runs on its own natural way, but we have to show that this is revealing something much bigger and higher. Kenoida. That's a Rosh Hashanah, which is the day of the creation of the world. Malchus etamlichuni. What is hamlocha? She'asig hadam shekol sichlo meshem isborach. That everything that here, you connect, you come from something much bigger. It's not that we are the understandings of the world. We are bringing a higher understanding to here. We try to connect to a higher form of understanding. The zeo kol chokma teira shebal peh. This is what teira shebal peh is the defining moment. She'inu kechokma enoshit. It's not like a natural human understanding. She'masig besechel atzmo. That you come with your own sechel. Torah Shebal Peh is an extension of Torah Shebal Mechsav. The Zeu Ikar Malchus Yisborach, Keshemoshel Al Sechel Adam. You know the ultimate Malchus of Hashem? When the Malchus of Hashem actually reigns over our intellect, that we subjugate our intellects to Him. We connect the Kodesh Boku through our intellects. So our intellects have to be always searching not to the Sibat Tivit, to connect to something higher. That's why Torah Shebal Peh, which is our understanding, has always to come and to be bound and to be framed by Torah Shebichsav. Shezeu ikar tzuras Odom, shekol hanagat Adam ubesichlo, because the anhog of Adam, our behavior is from the Tzichel. One of the oldest midrashim. That's a separate shiur. I always call it the Jurassic Park of Midrashim. Not the Jurassic Park. You remember the Jurassic Park? They found at that time the DNA of some kind of a prehistoric animal that was preserved. We have what's called the most ancient Midrash. And there are many ways, if you understand, if you study Midrash, you realize the most ancient Midrash still preserves the unique form of Midrash in its earliest format, pre-Hillel. Is the Midrash of the Haggadah, Arami Oivedovi. The Midrash, the Haggadah, the concept of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, has to be done through a drash, a Midrash of Apostle Arami Oivedovi. Huh? This is not. This, it was put into the Mechilta. If this Midrash of Arami Oivedovi was actually inserted into the Mechilta. Our Mechilta doesn't have it. Some people put it back. Because if you look at the style of the Midrash, the style is completely different than the Mechilta. You see, the style of the Midrash, and I just don't want to get out of the topic, but if I don't want to digress too much, but let me tell you, the Midrash here is very different, right? The Midrash here does two things. one thing this he tells you a posuk, and then he tells you this is like another posuk somewhere else, right? Or, in other words, he gives you an analogy, and he takes you, connects you to the Mechilta, because, by the way, this can't be the Mechilta, right? Because this is Aram Yoivedovi, which is the Sifrei, which is actually in Dvorim, right? This Parshas Abikurim. We don't darshan the Mechilta, which is in itself a separate issue. Why don't we darshan the Mechilta? Why do we do a drosha on Aram Yoivedovi? But that's what we do. So we do the Sifrei. Some people, this Midrash is not. It's in the Medrash of the Haggadah. Some people, I think, inserted it into the Mechilta or inserted it into the Sifrei. But this is the, oh, it's very stylistically. Stylistically, it doesn't tell any chidushim, right? It does two things. Either connects you to the story. When the pasuk says, Aram Yoivedovi, where do I see it, Aram Yoivedovi? It tells you, okay, you see the pasuk in Bereishis, that's where Aram Yoivedovi. And Vayareo Isanu Hamitzrim. Where do you see Vayareo Isanu Mitzrim? Look at the pasuk in Shmois. Or another thing it does, it comes to explain, right? Ves lachatzeinu. What's lachatzeinu? Zu hadchak. Vesamoleinu eilu habonim. It either explains or it brings you what's called in good is a tzustel, or it connects you to a different pasuk. That's the pasuk. Very simple. Explains or connects. I always say it does a chsidish or a litvish way. You see, the litvish always explain and the chsidish always, they always do a pupil, they always connect the dots. So this medrash does that, right? Either connects the dot, if the pasuk says, Vayavida mitzrim where, connects you there, or explains you here. But very simple medrash. This is called a simple medrash. Our medrash that we have in the Mechilta Medrash Aloch is called complex medrash. It's the post-Hillel medrash. But be as it may, this is the only medrash. And the reason why this medrash didn't develop, probably because it's part of the Haggadah, so people knew the medrash, so it was stuck. It was stuck like in the Jurassic Park into like this crystal. It got stuck because it couldn't develop. All the midrash that we have developed later is called the post-Hillel midrashim. They developed the times of Hillel. This is an original medrash that stayed in its original form because people knew about it. But why do we have to darshan? And Shita Saramba means that kol amar belesaper b'tzias mitzrayim, you have to do it, is called Hamarbe Lidrush Midrush Zeh. Anybody, in other words, if you want to expand Yitzias Mitzrayim, where do you expand? Not in Avadim Ayinu, not in Manishtana, you expand in Aram Yoivedovi, which is such a pity because people just, when you read Aram Yoivedovi, people are already tired, people are already just deep. This is probably the fastest part of the Haggadah. And according to the Rambam, this is the Ikar Haggadah is Aram Yoivedovi. And the question is why? But the question is very simple, what the Kripsodek is saying. Here we are going ahead and we're expanding upon Yetzias Mitzrayim. When you expand using your imagination, you have to connect to a source. You have to go straight to the source. So that's why we darshan from the psukim. All the drash has to start from the pasuk, which is the Etz HaChaim, to allow you to grow. In other words, when we grow the tree of knowledge, it has to connect to the source of knowledge. And that's what's always important. It always has to start in a higher form. Rational ideas have always to start from the irrational. This is the key of Das. Das is the separation, it's taxonomy, it's putting things in order, it's separating and connecting. But the most important is to connect to the source. We're going to see something very amazing. This is what the Tzaddik says. Okay? And now, I'll just skip the next one because we have to go. We call the Torah Shebal Peh, we call the Tefillah Kulacha. That's the concept of Tefillah and Torah. Tefillah, the concept is the acknowledgement that we can't do it on our own, right? The connecting that we need Siyata Dishmaya, we need God to be our partner. Torah Shebal Peh, the ability of Das is that we connect and we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be with us. He's the first cause. He's the one we need to connect to him. We know that Torah Shebal Peh and Tefillah come from the same. David HaMelech is the beginning of Torah Shebal Peh. Malchus Peh Torah Shebal Peh is David HaMelech. And David HaMelech writes on himself, Vani Tefillah. That's what the Gemara says, that the Chachomim, the Amoraim, Mudaven, in the same place where they learn, because it's an extension of each other. from the concept of Torah Shebal Peh that you're developing, connecting to God's wisdom to bring your own, that connection expresses it to tefillah, that your daily mundane things are connected to God and connected. According to how you are, that's how you connect. Okay. Then we're going to skip, and you could do on your own. And let's continue now. Resis Elayla, to continue. Debi Mitzrayim, he writes the following. Haya begolus adas. Mitzrayim is that golus of das. Das was in golus in Mitzrayim. Because Mitzrayim was, that Paro says, Li Yeor Vani Asetini. The river of the Nile is mine and I created. He made himself the first cause. We all know that the four Malchus, the four kingdoms in the world, that they wanted to conquer the world and to dominate the world and to assume that they are the ones controlling the world. The beginning of the Arba Malchus is Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is the one who does that. The Moshe Shu Yesoy Torah Shebichtav, Moshe Rabbeinu, was the one who didn't have nothing of his own. He was ultimately the concept of Ispaklaria Hamira. Not that God spoke to Moshe, God spoke through Moshe. That's the opposite of Paro. Paro is the one who is the ultimate. He says, Mi Hashem Asher Hashem Bekol, who is the God? He's the one who can actually fight with God. Take all it says. That's why he threw the children into the river. They wanted to hide the Torah Shebichtav. They wanted to make Moshe Rabbeinu and to bury him in the river. The Ramban says the word Yeor and the word Nahar in Hebrew, says the Ramban in Sefer Bereishis by the story of Yosef, they come from the same source. Yeor comes from light, and Nahar is in Aramaic also Nehora, which is also light. Because what's a river? A river takes a source and flows the water from the source out. The Nahar is always the one that connects the source and takes the source forward. It takes the water and it moves the water from a source. That's why Chazal always bothered what's the source of the river, right? We know that Banyas, anybody who went, is the source of the Jordan River. Chazal always bothered what is the source of the river. The Rambam says always, right, the mikveh. What is the mikveh? What is the mikveh? Mikveh is going back, state in the Sefer Chinuch, is going back to the source. It's going back to the source. It's like the amniotic fluid. You're going back to the source. That's why it has to be, there has to be water of rain, of the water of river. It cannot be manufactured. It has to be connected to the source. What's the ultimate mikveh? It's a mayan. Mayan is metaher bekoshu, because that's the real source. Water that came from the source, it did mem sil. Why is 40? The word mem. What if you want to go ahead and connect something to a source, what letter do you use? It's always the letter mem. Mem is this from that. It's the extraction from the source. That's why the mikveh is mem sil, is 40 sil. Right? It's connection to the source. That's why, that's the concept of mikveh. The Rambam says, the Ram is the end of Seir Chust Mikvois. The Rambam says, what is the concept of mikveh? Mikveh is the me hadas. It's the concept of das, that you go ahead and if you want to take you away from all the wrong philosophies in the world, you immerse yourself in the mikveh of das. What does a mikveh have to do with das? But according to this, it's very givaldic. Mikveh is connecting to the source. If you want to break away from wrong philosophies, you have always to try to go back to the source. Never stop short. And that's called mikveh, the Rambam hold, and he brings a pasuk, it's called ne das. It's the world of das. It's the idea of connecting to the source. The nohar is called light because this flowing water is connected to a source. Paro Melech Mitzrayim comes to the Nilus and he says, I am the source. That's why he comes to the river every morning and he went to the river to do when he went to the bathroom, right? To do his necessities. He went to the river that nobody should see him because he made himself into a deity. And that is in the river. He stopped the river. He buried Moshe Rabbeinu, which is the one who's going to really reveal to us the real source. He wanted to bury him in the river. And our avod of Metzias Mitzrayim is to take to the source the world and to realize that the world comes from something much, much, much higher. This is the causality of the world. And this is the dots that we learn in Pesach. That's why Pesach is the beginning. Today is Rosh Chodesh Nissan, is the beginning of the Chadoshim, because the idea is to connect to the source. That's why we also say Echad Miyodeh, we go to the numbers. Because this is the day of Pesach, that you try to see that the world that we see here comes from something much higher, and we have to search for that source, for that spiritual source, we have to connect to that source. Therefore, you go to the basics of the world, and the numbers are actually the basic source of the creation of the world. That's why Echad Miyodeh, I said on the night of Pesach, right? That's the whole idea of Pesach. So the idea of the Mabul, as we spoke about it, the idea of the Dora Mabul is the water. They were supposed to bring the water and to be able to connect, and they disconnected from the world. Once we understand that this is Das, we'll be able to see something fascinating, which is the letter of Shamsh Ben Sopala. Now, we are going to learn only one part of the letter. If anybody wants, there is on the web a thing on the rest of the letter. But let me explain to you, Rav Shimshon Astropola was one of the people, he is one of the martyrs of Tach V'Tat, the Kelmaniki massacres. He was killed in the Misa Vishuna from that point. This letter was actually written by his son, who had the same name. So the historians, all the scholars will say that the Ashkenazim never give the name of the son as the name of the father while the father is alive. So they say that this son, the wife was probably, so it had to be, the son is very interesting because it's his son and is named after him. So how is his son if he was dead? So he's the son, probably his wife was pregnant when this kid, this baby was, basically she was pregnant and the Shamsh Mostropolo was killed. This kid was born, given the name of the father, and he was the one who publicized this letter. And this letter, we're going to talk for a few seconds and then we're going to go into the letter. It says like this. Rabbeinu Shamsh Mastropole, HaKodesh V'Toshin HaKidosh Hashem, Zaha B'Chav L'Gulim L'Floim, is Yadua that he had Argil Elyohu, if he had Nishma, he had Magid, K'mal HaBeis Yosef, they said he had a Magid, V'Chem B'Chalumot, Nidgalu L'Sodot Arbe, V'Chi B'Kam HaSforim, L'Likudim V'Kabal, he wrote a lot of Kabbalistic works, V'Ashrein B'Tov Chalkeinu, that we got this letter. Okay. Igeres. Okay? He says the following. I'm going to read quickly what he says, the following, just for you to know. Beleil Pesach kore biyachin imana verum elavin varim egeret azot. It means to read this letter. Yesh beforshim kshipshut eshman beref Pesach b'boker sarayim. The idea is that he writes that anybody who reads this on every Erev Pesach is muftach loy that nothing bad will happen to him throughout the year. This is one of the famous sgulas of Erev Pesach. People are always busy to learn this letter. אבל אני שמעתי בערב פסח, על ליל פסח, okay, some people say ליל פסח, okay, be as it may. Let's see what the letter says. שלום רבני ארץ, and I skipped parts of it. When you have the reticences, the three dots, it means that I skipped something. בתכלס הקיצור, זאת העניין אשר רשמתי סימנים דצח חדש בחב, when we say in the God of Pesach, the צח חדש בחב, היקשה מר אליי, ויחד עם איזה גאולה בילה סימנים. How do you have the Geula in the Tzach Hadash Be'achav? The Tzach Hadash Be'achav is Rosh Tevus of the Makis, Dam Tzvar Diakinim. So what's the Geula and what's important? V'achshav agale adava lichvot ratos. So Rabsham Shemos Rapola says, let me review to you. It says, V'shekos avarizal bekuntra shelo adikra plot rabot b'shat yedva v'dikra shar yitzias Mitzrayim v'zel l'sharen. That's what the Arizal writes. Hidnei kvar ishmaticha, I told you, this is what the Arizal says. Sheparo nilka be'eser makus b'Mitzrayim. Hiparo was hit with the 10 makus. Aledei shloshat alafim v'rishpei malchei chavola. By 3,280 angels of destruction. Hamimuni mesavim shlosh arikim shel tuma. That they float around in three heavens of tuma. One is called Shara. The other one is Katamoch. The other one is called Bishan. I will not explain this. If anybody wants, you should listen to the web. Vale. Valehem Hasar, and above these angels of destruction, there is a minister which is called Dal Pekat. Valehem Valkulam. And the third level is a sar, is a minister which is called Tako Bereshis. And this is something that makes no sense. So Rabbi Shimon Tzapola says that he had the dream to explain the Divrei HaRizal. Rabbi Yisai, what I'm going to tell you here, this letter is one of the most fascinating ideas. And I'll explain to you because this is written by somebody who died on Tach V'Tat. And let me explain to you the significance of Tach V'Tat. The Tach V'Tat was the year the people were expecting Mashiach to come. Right? Because in Tach V'Tat 1648, the millenarians, the Protestants, were waiting for Mashiach to come. And we are also. Because it says in the Pasuk, Bishnat HaYovel Hazot, this year of the Yovel. And Hazot is the gematria of 5,000, right? 408, Tach, which is 1648. So this was a year that people were expecting Mashiach to come. And instead of this, what happened? It comes one of the worst pogroms, meaning that pogrom, the Kilmeniki pogrom, in there, it was, if you look at the stories, and we notice Yontov was in that story, but the Shach writes the stories. The Shach is the one who wrote many of the stories, and their cruelty was out of this world. Meaning it makes the Nazis to be like, they look like a lot more sane than those Kilmeniki guys. And so what was a terrible thing, they were expecting Mashiach to come, and instead of this comes the worst Tzara. And one of the people who got killed on this was Rabbi Shimon Shimon Tzapola. Rabbi Sigin Dechido, no, the Ramchal writes, Dechido, that he had, the Ramchal or somebody writes, that Rabbi Shimon Shimon Tzapola had the choice of not being killed, of trying to avoid, as long as he would give away, was Torah, Shabbos, and Bris Milah. And he refused, and that's why Kilmeniki came about. We have to understand, what does that mean? But I think that this letter explains, and I think this is so important for us to understand life. And he says like this, what the Ari writes is something that makes no sense. People ask me, explain to us the Arizal. V'lo higaditi lehem, and I always refuse to say. Umigodel avosa demar algo lezod onda bashes gali b'chaloyim. So he tells the person, he writes this letter, I'm going to explain to you something that I saw in a dream. Bin fol tardim al kol anoshim v'hu rachu mechaperovin. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should forgive me to review what's there. So he says the following. Umashe kosav, and this is, I'm skipping the first part. Umashe kosav, what the Arizal writes, that above those angels of destruction, there was a tsar, there was a minister, which is called Dalpekat. Kavanosoi sheshem ze shorshoi yoitze milas hamitzrim. If you look hamitzrim, says Dari, says Rabbi Shimon Shimon Tzapola, that all of this was learned from the words of the Haggadah that says, she'elu eser makois, shehevi al hamitzrim b'mitzrayim. Al Hamitzrim is above the Mitzrim. The Oisus Hakoibus Loisus Hamitzrim. Al Hamitzrim, Shehevi Al Hamitzrim means the one above the Mitzrim, the one prior to the Mitzrim, which means the letters which come before the word Hamitzrim. The Dalet is before the He, the Lamed before the Mem, the Ped before the Tzadeh, the Kuf is called the Dresh, and Tes called the Bliud. Hamitzrim, if you write Hamitzrim, the letters before is Dal Pekat, the He and the Dalet, the Mem and the Lamet, the Tzadik and the Pei, the Resh and the Kuf, the Yud and the Tet. And he says, Ve'amem achronu shel Hamitzrim, in the last Mem of the word Mitzrim, Himem Ariboy, is the word, is only the plural, is not part of the Shoresh, Ve'inam is a Shoresh. Ve'lem, Lomer ze Magid, that's what the Magid says in the Haggadah, the El Eser Mako Shehevi HaKadosh Baruch Al HaMitzrim, Al HaMitzrim means Keloi Mara Oysu Hashem Koid Bazois HaMitzrim Ve'haven. Kach Kibalti Ve'Hashem HaTov Ve'Chaper. So the angel is Al HaMitzrim, the one above the Mitzrim. Okay, Dal Pekat. Two questions. Who cares? Why the Rizal has to tell you that? And not only that, it's so arbitrary. You skip the mem because the plural, but the hey you keep. But the hey means the. So it's also not part of the Shoresh. So what does it mean? That you skip, take the mem out, and what's the significance of that? Let's continue. So those two questions. The Abashikosev al Kulam, and above that, There was a Shem Asara Nikra Tako. There is a Sar which is called Tako. Bereshis Kavanosui. Ki Roshi Tivos Shel Eser Makos. Pay attention. The Roshi Tivos of the 10 Makos. The Tzach Adash Ubehav. If you take the Roshi Tivos, the Gematria, the Gematria Taf Kufal. The Gematria is 501. Ki Minyan Hasar Mamish. This is the Mamish, the number of the Sar, above everyone, which is 501. V'kavonoso b'teva bereshis, and that's what he means to say, bereshis, the tako bereshis, v'hu areshis, this is the beginning. Retzono loymar aroshe teva shel ha-makos, this is the reshis of the makos. So the tzach, hadash, and be'achab, if you add all together, you have the math here, 114 plus 374 plus 13, all together 501. And gam hu minyan asher, this is the word, this is the same word of the word asher. Sheze soid hakosuf. This is what the kosuf says. Asher isalalti bibitzraim. Vechai yoitze bohar bipsukim shemurim la soid asher. And there are many psukim with the word asher. Kiminya naroshe tevesh la eser makos, which is exactly the number of the eser makos. Dash, the tzach, dash, mechab. Vishlanu baze soides nifloi maharbe. We have many secrets. Remozim uchvoid ashilkim hasterdover. Okay? So he says that is 501, if you take the tzach hadash bechav, and this is the name of the first angel. So I told you there is one angel, tako, 501. Below that, there is dalpekat, and below that, all the angels. First of all, we asked the dalpekat, we said, asher, what is the significance of it? So we think that this is stomach gematria, but this is brought in the Agoyis Maimonides. Agoyis Maimonides says that when you say the Haggadah Shel Pesach, he goes on the posuk kol amach lasher santi b'mitzrayim lo asim alecha. It says asher is the gematria 501, which is keneged the tzach adash ubechav. What does that mean? And 501. Now take a look what he says. Continue. In the tzach hadash bechav, because that's what he asked at the beginning. How is the tzach hadash bechav the shortage of the makot? Yes, because it's 501 and the angel is 501. So he says, because the tzach hadash bechav, in those letters, there is a remez of the sara memun al kola malach echabola, the angel that controls this whole system, is his name. And in those letters, Nirmas Tamagolus, you should know something, the Tzach Adash Ubechav, because he's the angel that runs everything, on that is also Romus, the reason for the Golus of Mitzrayim. In the same Tzach Adash Ubechav, Nirmas Gamkan Refua Vegula Lisrael. This has the Soid HaGolus and the Soid HaGeula. Ve'elois Hem besoit nagoy ferafoy. That's the makkah and the refuah from the word asher. What does that mean? And asher is the source of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which be gematria the tzach adash ubechav. And this is the source, and this is basically how Arizal is coming to explain the word asher. The Gro writes the following: Reb Yitzchok Isaac Chover quotes in the name of the Gro, Asher is Gematria 201. He says, why? Because the Gemara in Bechor says the following. The Zohar has 248 Devorim. The Nekeva, because she has her female reproductive organs, she has 252 Devorim. Four more than the man. Together is 500. It's connected the two Neres of Shabbos. Ner is Gematria 250. So the 250 is 248 the male, 252 the female. And Rebbe Kiva says in the Gemara B'chores that there is an extra one which is called the key, the locks, the male and the female together. All together, 501. Says the Gro that is connected the Odom, the Isha, which is Madlik the Neres, and she puts the two Neres together. The Gematria 500 and 1 is the Gematria Moshe and Yosef, which comes together also 501. What does that mean? A boy said the word asher in Hebrew means that. is the ultimate world of causality. We in the world have to realize that the causality is caused by two concepts. There is the female, that's the receiver, and we've been speaking about together the concept of the giver. There is a receiving end and a giver end. And Adam needs to put it together, and that's the concept of Das. The concept of 501 is that the causality has always to make the causality right, which I told you, the real truth. The real truth is that every single thing that happens in the world has to be a function of the Asher, Asher ki shuni bonus. The idea, the concept of Asher, is that the causality is 501, is that anything that happens here, it's a process of something much higher from above that's connecting to here. It's the female and the male, and we need to connect the two together. We in the world, the physical world that we live, is the world of female, it's Malchus. Female is the one that receives from the male, and the female develops it. The world that we live in is the female world. We have to connect to the male, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate male, because he's the one who gives us the potential to do what we do. And Adam is the one that connects. It's a Shomayim Vesoretz. Bereishis Baruchim is a Shomayim. Shomayim is the Shom, the direction, which is the spiritual. That's the Zohar, the one that gives you. Oretz is the Nekeva, is the one that receives. Baila de Matronisa, Chazal always say that the land is the one that receives the rain. But the Vav is the connecting point. It's Adam. Vav is called in Chazal the Os Dikshoit, the letter of truth. Because what does the Vav do? It connects. The word Vav in itself, right? In Hebrew, you use the Vav to connect. Vav in Hebrew, I told you so many times, means a hook. The first time the Vav is brought down in the beginning in the Torah as part of a Shoresh is the word Vavim Lamudim. Vavim is the Vav. And even the letter is a line that connects two points. We are the Vav of the world. That's what creates the 501. The causality always has to take the female and connect it to the male. Connect to the real source. The source which is the hidden source. But that's the real source. This is the world of causality. This is what Mitzrayim is against. Mitzrayim doesn't connect to the source. They believe that they are the source. They believe that here you try to give a great explanation how every single thing is rational and there's no reason to connect to anything above. All of Mitzrayim is that we have to be the ones to speak out that there is a source beforehand. That's why the source of the destruction of Mitzrayim is the Rosh Tevis. That's why the Rosh Tevis of the Makos, right? The first letter adding up is the Asher. To tell you that there is a first letter above. Huh?
The Rosh is the
cause,
Asher, Rosh.
A Rosh and Asher is exactly the same thing, absolutely. And that's Moshe and Yosef. Yosef is the world of physical. Moshe is the world that has no physical. The idea is to connect the Moshe and Yosef. Moshe and Yosef together is Rosh and Asher. Rabbi Isai, if you look at the Mitzrim, what was the Makkah that came to them? Is the Oises HaKodmes, HaMitzrim. They believe that they are the ones, but they don't realize that there is something beforehand. So the letters before are the ones that created the Makkah to them. That's why Dal Pekat are the letters before. Because what they got hurt is because they didn't connect themselves to the before. And on that, there's no plural. There's only one cause. That's why the name falls out. So the angel Asher, which is the source of their destruction, led to the actual destruction of Mitzrayim. And you know what their destruction was? The letters before their name. The cause that they refused to accept. So that's why Dal Pekat, at the letters before HaMitzrim, is Al HaMitzrim. So says the Rav Shimon Shimon Sopola, the mem drops out because the cause is not the plural, it's only one. But the hey, which is the hey idea that tells you what it really is, it stays. Because this is the hey idea of them. They wanted to destroy through the yor. And their destruction comes from the dam, the yor that turns to dam. And all the makos is the Rosh Tevis, is the word asher. They got destroyed by the word asher. Shabbos, stating too already, that we say in Vayichulu, three times asher. Which is all the Shabbos is the acknowledgement that this world is the that of something above. And there are three causes above, connected to the three worlds of Suruchnius, which are above the world of physical. The idea is to connect to above. We have always to look for the source of things. This is the idea of Pesach. And this is the destruction of Mitzrayim, and it came about Dal Pekat, which are the oises hakoidmes to a Mitzrayim. And that, there's no plural. There's only one cause. And you've got to see that. And Chidush says, Rav Shimshon Matropola, because it comes from the causes, it comes out what Chazal say, and the Gro writes that in the end of the Chumash, that the Torah are letters. The letters are the spiritual powers that fuel, that animate the world. By arranging them into words, that's how that energy becomes reality. But that energy, if it's scrambled in a different way, it becomes something totally different. So you realize the Golus and Geula are the same letters. They are only arranged differently. So Rav Shimshon Bar Sopola is trying to say, you realize the terrible destruction that Tavches was and was supposed to be the Geula? He's saying, Aboisai, they are the same letters. They were only arranged differently. Instead of telling a story of redemption, they store the story of destruction. Our avoda is to try to re-scramble the letters differently. That's why he says, the Ari says, the letters that created the destruction of Mitzrayim, which is the Tzach, Hadash, and Be'achab, the causality letters, arranged in a way they destroy Mitzrayim. If they're unscrambled, they could destroy us. As long as you understand that the words are a function of the letters, but the power comes from the letters, you have the ability to rearrange the words. Golus and Geula is the same. Are the same letters. They have to be rearranged differently. So Rav Shimshon Bar Sopola says, the Chidush of Mitzrayim is telling you, the Geula and the Golus are the same. Because all of them are a share. All of them are a result of a causality. If you go to the causality are the letters can be rearranged in different ways. The word Nechoma in Hebrew, word Nechoma is consolation. Nechoma is an interesting word because the word consolation also means something else. It also means regret. Nechamti ki asisim, ki achri shuvi nechamti. Nechamti kimlach tishol. Always Nechoma means regret. So regret and consolation is the same. How can regret and consolation be the same? So says Rashi, because this both means something. They mean a change in perspective. Because the ultimate Nechoma is telling you that the words are arranged this way, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu one day will regret arranging the letters this way, and we rearrange the letters in a different way. That will come the Geula. So Rav Shimshon Bar Sopola is trying to say, Tach and Tat is the Geula, but it came scrambled in the wrong way. If you believe in it, you'll be able to redesign or rearrange it differently. To write from Golus Geula. That's why the Maral always says, Shoresh ha'afochi mechadu. Opposites come from the same Shoresh. So says Rav Shimshon Bar Sopola, all Mitzrayim is trying to say that what you see in the natural cause, you've got to connect to a higher cause, to realize that it connects to something higher. If you connect to something higher, you realize that the physical reality is only one of the multiple rearrangements of that spiritual truth. And if you believe in it, you get the chance to rescamble it differently. If anybody knows quantum, this is quantum says that clearly, that whatever you see, light can be energy, or light can be waves or can be particles. It all depends on how you measure it. This is the reality of Mitzrayim. The reality of Mitzrayim is the Yor is a river that flows connecting to the source. How it flows is a multiple of possibilities. As long as you connect to the source, you know the Mi'ashem lo tetzei haroes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only God. I'll tell you, once you're talking about dreams, I'll tell you about my dream. And I think that we'll stop with that. I'm sorry that we're going late, but we don't have a future for Pesach. I love seeing Tim. I'm Mishigas, I have. So there is a pasuk that says like this in Sefer Tehillim, Perek Samech Beis. Achaz dibre Elokim shtayim zu shamati ki oiz l'Elokim. Achaz dibre Elokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says one thing. Shtayim zu shamati. I hear too. Ki oiz l'Elokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very strong. O lecho Hashem chesed ki ata teshalam lishkim aseo. And for you Hashem chesed because you pay to people what they deserve. Remember the dream, they asked me the following. First of all, it doesn't make much sense. Achaz dibe loikim, shtayim zu shamati. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says once and we hear two. Chazal say that this keneged aseres hadibros, that he said the two dibros, Zoch v'shomaz, he says, But then, ki oiz loikim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very strong. What does it have to do, ki oiz loikim? But the second posuk is even more problematic. The posuk says, ulecho Hashem chesed, and to you Hashem is kindness, ki ata teshalom lishkim aseo, because you pay people what they deserve. If you pay what they deserve, that's not chesed. Hashem to you is chesed because you pay people what they deserve. Paying what people deserve is not chesed. The truth is, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah asks, Lecho Hashem chesed. And not only that, in the dream, it's very interesting. Lecho Hashem chesed doesn't say Yud Kevavke. It says Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. If you look at the Pasuk, it says, Ule'al Hashem, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud chesed. Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. But Shem Adnus is not the name of Chesed. Yud Kevavke is the name of Chesed. Adnus is the name of Din. So how can the Pasuk say, Zolecho Hashem Chesed, to you Hashem is Chesed, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is the wrong name. But the answer is very simple. According to what you just learned, that's it. In essence, there's only one. HaKadosh Baruch only speaks out God. Achaz, even Elohim, which means the Din, is Achaz Dibre Elohim. HaKadosh Baruch only has one face, which is even Elohim. Is a face of chesed. Shtayim, the fact that we see God in two faces, sometimes good and sometimes bad, sometimes kind and sometimes punishing. Zu shamati, that's how we hear it. Because that's how we arrange the letters. It's like exactly like the Urim V'Tumim, right? Urim V'Tumim, the letters came out and Eli put it together, Shikoira, but it was supposed to be Kshera. Shtayim zu shamati, ki oiz l'Elohim, because Elohim is too strong and we can't understand, we can't hear the chesed out of it. And therefore, says the Pasuk, ulecho Hashem chesed, therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are sure that even Adnus is chesed, even ki ata teshalem lishkim aseo, even when you pay people what they deserve, they still chesed. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu only says one thing, which is chesed. So that's what the Pasuk says. Achaz diber Elohim. Elohim says only one thing, which is only chesed. Shtayim, the fact that we see two faces, Zushamati, that's what I hear. Ki oiz Elohim, because Elohim is very strong. And because of that, ulecho Hashem chesed, for Hashem, even Adnus is chesed, even when you pay people what they deserve. And this is exactly what Shmuel Shmuel Sopol is saying. So we say that this letter, he says, if you read this letter and you understand, you won't have any tzorah throughout the year. What does that mean? Can you guarantee? But if you understand the source of things, there are no tzoras in life, right? And that's Pesach. Pesach, if you look at this, what's Pesach is the beginning of the Jewish people. You know what our avodah is? To connect to the beginning, to connect to the river, to allow Chet Etz Hadas to not stop us short and block us from Etz Chaim. To use Etz Hadas to connect Etz Chaim, that our droshes, we darshan of our lives, should stem from Sukkim. And that's why Arami Oivedovi is the centerpiece of the Haggadah. Because this is the name Asher, and the name Asher is the name that defines Pesach. That is the 501, is the two lights, the light of here and the light of there. And Adam, which is the Midah, that's a famous key that puts the two together, and that's the Avodah. So may Kodesh Baruch Hu help us that indeed, when we read Abshim Shemas Rapal, there's nobody better than him. Somebody who truly, and I always say, look at the irony of life, right? Abshim Shemas Rapal died, but he came back as his son to write this letter. Because the Tchias Amazing of Tzoras is this letter. To tell you that the Tzoras are really good. They are really scrambled the wrong way. Our tefillah is to re-scramble them the right way. So we don't need anything new. We only need a Kodesh Baruch Hu to rearrange the letters. That's Rav Shimshon ben Sapola. I told you, the scholars say that has to be that this is Rav Shimshon ben Sapola, a baby that was named after him because she was pregnant at the time that he died. This is the Tchias Amesim, which is the soid of Tchias Amesim, which is Pesach. And that's why Pesach, we read about Tchias Amesim. That's the whole idea of that Soma Seivashas, the dry bones. Look at dry bones, ask Cheskel. These things can come back? The answer is because the bones which are dry, they don't need a new life. They are the source of life. Just change your perspective. Change your perspective. Pesach, HaKosher, B'Sameach to everybody.